Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam.
Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
This is Joy 94.9 Rise Up Breakfast with Ginny Sarasvati and Adam Samuel. And every week I love to tune into the entertainment news with this dude here, Brian Peel from The Aussie Word. Good morning, Brizy.
Good morning. How are we going?
Going great, thank you. Look, I'm really excited for the lineup that you have this morning, all the entertainment news. You've got MQFF in there. You've got some stuff from America coming out on the new gay TV channel over there. And you've got a tour full of all the gay anthems coming up. But let's kick off with MQFF happening here in Melbourne. There's a special presentation which has got my taste buds all giddy. My personal trainer's a little bit worried though. Cupcake, tell me about that.
It is. There's the Melbourne Queer Film Festival is here in Melbourne from the 13th of March to the 24th. And it's the best in GLBTI contemporary cinema, which will be at ACME, at the Australian Centre for the Moving Image. And also Hoyts, Melbourne Central and Lupa will also be playing some films. There's going to be 162 films screened throughout the duration of the festival, with a very special presentation of a movie called Victim, which is from 1961. It's been remastered in a very special format, which is the very first film which actually addresses homophobia head on. So that's probably one that you'd want to get to at the cinema. And also the film Cupcakes, which is a Hebrew and French film with English subtitles, and that is also presented by the very own station, Joy 94.9.
Absolutely. It is our presenting film here at Joy 94.9. If you want to find out more details on Cupcakes, you can check out mqff.com.au or go to our website at joy.org.au. I'm actually dragging Adam to Who's Afraid of Vagina Wolf in a couple of weeks. I say dragging, but I secretly think he's willingly coming.
He wants it.
He's afraid of Vagina Wolf. We may as well bring him along. I'm really excited about this TV series happening over in America. The show content of this has an Emmy team behind the creation. Here On Out is already premiered in America. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Here On Out, it's on the US gay TV network on Here TV, and it's a brand new comedy which is going to premiere on March the 28th. Now, behind this comedy series, there's actually Emmy-nominated producers and also an Emmy winner help putting the creation of this series together in six episodes, and basically it's the story pretty much goes that there's an aging writer called Jimmy, and he actually wants his dream project into a TV series, and he's failed for quite a long time, luckily for him, an 18-year-old president of the new network actually picks it up for him, and the leading man must be a gay actor in the show, but unfortunately he's straight, so that can cause a little bit of conflict of interest there for a few viewers.
Now, if you want to check out the snippet, here it is.
This is Sam.
Pleasure to meet you.
Tighter shorts. Unbutton the shirt.
No tongue in the sex scenes.
You got it.
I've never had to kiss a dude before.
You're a virgin?
Straight.
What?
We have got to make a pact. You are gay.
Everyone's buying that you and I are a couple.
Congratulations on dating Sam. It's unbelievable.
I am cutting your budget by 10%.
That table cost $12,000.
What?
Missile threw him into the air and burnt off all his clothes.
Really?
Cut! Thank you so much.
A lot of nude gay men in that, just an FYI if you want to check it out. If you want to check out its full visuals, go to theaussieword.com. Another thing I'm quite excited about, Brizy, is if you get Bananarama, Rick Astley, Pat Benatar and Rick Springfield in one whole kind of concert, you get the Here and Now tour that's happening over in the UK. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the UK have actually just announced two very special dates. Now, this is the very best of the 80s. It's a show called Here and Now Tour, and it actually does bring together the very, very popular Bananarama, Rick Astley, Bucks Fizz, Kim Wilde, Boney M, even Boy George, Jason Donovan, and Belinda Carlisle. I can't say that.
Carla, you're bad gay. Bad gay. No dancing in the summer rain for you.
None. It will be performing the greatest hits, so that's great.
Can you go back there? Bonnie M.
Bonnie M.
I love Bonnie M. I have like their CD, their gold hits, The Rivers of Babylon, Daddy Cool,
Painter Brown, Man, Sunny.
Brown Girl in the Ring. I used to pretend I was the Brown Girl in the Ring because I was Sri Lankan. But yeah, not very many political groups were happy with that, let's just say.
Well, they're still going and they're going to take to the stage in two very special shows, 21st of June and the 19th of July for the UK.
Fantastic. Well, Gallipoli is a new series coming to Channel 9 next year. It's being filmed here in Melbourne and Kate Sobrano's got a new autobiography coming out. Brizzy, we can catch that on your site?
We can, yep, over at theaussieword.com. More details over there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Brian Peel, for your entertainment news. If you want to catch him next week, he'll be here on Joy 94.9. Same time, same place here on Rise Up. Otherwise, check out theaussieword.com for more details. This is Rise Up with Ginny and Adam on Joy 94.9.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam.
Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.